you know, in the areas that have the biggest impact on your life, when you're making a decision on your health or, or you know, areas that, you can't, there's no undo button, you know, hardly, you know, that, really affect the trajectory of what you're doing. Because you spend, you know, the majority of your life working hard for your money. It's important to have the right person. Luckily for us, we have had an advisor, a friend for over 25 years, who has two PhDs and has spent the majority of his adult life talking about these things and becoming an expert so that you don't have to. But he's here to educate us today. Dr. Kirk Elliott.
Okay, I've got to say that I don't think that I look like, or that you look like, that we've known each other for 25 years.
I mean, a quarter of a century.
Dude, that's a long time.
It is. And we didn't meet as children. We were married.
Young adults.
I was in college, but I do have a little gray on my beard. But
It's just showing maturity there.
Long time of knowing you all. You know what? What's cool, when we met at a Clay Clark event, right?
Yes.
And it was just like out of the blue. And it's like, what? I think because we hadn't seen each other in a while.
Yeah. Well, we've lived in Mexico in an orphanage and all this stuff. Like, we were off of a lot of people's grids, you know, for a long time. And then this kind of came along accidentally, just because we were so angry about all the crazy news stories. We're like, let's interview people, know what they're talking about.
Well, what's interesting is our kids actually saw you first. And they're like, okay, we met this really great guy. I think you guys should meet him. And then we see you and we're like, Kirk?
Holy cow.
Just wild.
So, but I feel like the conversations that we have, it's the story of the boy walking on the beach and throwing starfish back, and like, what difference does it make? What made a lot of difference to that one? Like, every American can't catch this show, can't, you know, make these moves. And I have a message kind of for people on both ends. Let people that you know about this information and weigh this out. Watch the videos, get informed, understand this, because it seems mysterious or exotic, or how, you know, because they don't sell gold and silver at Target or, you know, wherever else. So, like, it seems kind of tough there. And then for some of you out there that are saying, I don't have a lot of money to put into this. And I get that comment sometimes, like, it would be great if I was rich and had a whole lot to put in. I'm telling you, we are in a situation, you can buy an ounce of silver for not very much. You know, we're talking like less than dinner, less than, you know, going through a drive-through, you know, any of those kind of things. And this is a point where even a little bit put together, if you got, I use an example, if you got a motorcycle or something in the garage, you don't drive it that much, or, you know, get rid of it, find what you could do and get into gold and silver now, because this is an opportunity for what I consider average people, us, you know, that just work, to be able to flip your fortunes, to be able to create something, you know, in this situation where the world's going crazy. Yours doesn't have to be going crazy financially.
It doesn't. And so it was like a week and a half ago that the Fed raised rates 0.75%.
Yep.
On that day, the gold to silver ratio, which we've talked about often, is with the highest point ever, like ever. It was 91-1. Historically, that number should be 20-1. That's historical average. So since then, this is a week and a half ago, the ratio has gone from 91-1 to 85-1, right? Silver's up 7% in the last week and a half.
Wow.
I mean, amazing, right? But here's what's even cooler. Starting at 91, when we get to 45, we can sell our silver, roll that into gold, and see, 45 is half of 90. Ish.
Mm-hmm. So
if we sell it and we go into gold, then I get you twice the amount of gold then than what I could have purchased today. That's free ounces of gold, right? So
smart.
To put that into perspective, we moved 6% on that ratio. Sorry, I've got an audience here.
We hear.
Uniform.
He's like, yes, go, Dr. Kirk.
Yeah, yes, 6%.
We moved 6% in a week and a half.
That's crazy. Being in,
this is why I'm promoting silver and shouting it from the rooftops, saying this is what we have to do right now, because it's undervalued, it's outperforming, and ultimately it's not that I'm against gold. I love gold, right? It's a tangible asset. It's a financial metal. It thrives on chaos, uncertainty, turbulence, change, but I can get you more of it down the road for basically free when we leverage silver to get there. So this is what it's done in the last week and a half. Well, what are the fundamentals that cause growth or shrinkage in anything? Well, it's stuff that happens in the world that we live in, right? So So let's look at China. Let's look at China right now.
Talk about a mess. China, you were saying that earlier. Talk about a mess. Woo!
I mean, China's economy is in complete disarray. So it's no secret that China's economy is collapsing even now as we speak, right? As we record this show, China is implementing the strictest COVID lockdown in history.
Wow.
But that's just the tip of the iceberg, right? So when they have a COVID lockdown in China, when they're the manufacturing superpower of the world, what does that mean for the rest of the world? Nothing, no goods are going to be coming out of port, right? So housing sales are cratering. The stock market is tumbling. The Chinese yuan is being devalued. Social unrest is erupting as the banks are telling Chinese citizens, you can't get your money out of the bank. It's now out. I mean, shouldn't your checking account be the safest investment that you have?
You I mean, think that's so.
What I exactly think. But when banks run out of money, they run out of money. It's not like you can just get it back. So there's a liquidity crisis. There's a bunch of stuff that's going on. And the credit market there is falling apart. So here's where China's economic failure, excuse me, isn't just a typical recession. It's the biggest property meltdown in history of the world, not just the world. And it's a serious threat to the global economy because, David, you and I were talking about Evergrande earlier, right?
Yeah, because I mean, that's like if you had a giant, lake and, a big wave happened. Well, it'll take a minute for those ripples to get to the other side of the lake.
Because you were talking about Evergrande like in the fall of 2021, right?
And it happened just as you called it. They began, they're not making their payments.
Yeah.
Well, that wave has not even hit yet.
So Evergrande, the largest real estate development company in the world, we were talking about meltdowns and all the debt that they had and the hundreds of millions. Right. Of interest payments that they're defaulting on. Well, that was making an impact on the banks. So that's what we talked about in the fall of 2021.
Yeah.
Now what's happening? The banks are seeing the impacts of that. They have no liquidity. They're shutting down. So what we talked about back then actually happened. And now the banks have a crisis. So the real estate meltdown, when they've got now 300 billion with a B of unpaid, 300 billion just disappeared. That's mortgage payments. That's just money that they're not going to get because people don't have money, right?
Okay, people hear this, it's hard for them to grasp because you think money is a thing. Mm-hmm. It's dollars or yen or any of these things, all they are is Blockbuster stock. Blockbuster, March of 2006, they were still building new stores, even though if you follow their growth curve, they went tank right after that. They were still building new locations in that moment. People are buying Blockbuster stock. How could that go away? Boom. You could have a million shares of it. Now it's irrelevant.
It's
not a thing. It's just, it's just numbers. It's just pretend. So 300 billion can be gone easy because it wasn't even ever there. They don't have a pile of the cash.
Right.
You can't go get 300 billion from the bank. No, there doesn't exist.
Well, and you said Blockbuster. It's like, hey, David, what's Blockbuster?
I know, for our young ones.
And it's like that.
Our younger audience, they have no idea what it was.
Nope.
But it was the biggest thing ever.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they don't even know the way you show that you're kind is you rewind. that's an external manifestation of your kindness is you rewind your VHS tapes. People don't even know that stuff anymore.
I mean, so for all the young audience, Blockbuster was Netflix before Netflix just went streaming, right? When you used to be able to get DVDs sent to you.
Yep.
Blockbuster was VHS tapes, right?
I know.
And by the time you got it, you were like the 900th person that watched it. It was all fuzzy and gross. It was.
But then it changed in a moment. Somebody has a lot of shares of Blockbuster. It just all of a sudden it's not worth anything.
It's worthless.
Right. But it never was a thing.
Mm-hmm. Right. It never was. And the real estate bubble in China with Evergrande, it can go away overnight too, because it was based on debt money that they were printing out of thin air. And when it goes away, it just vanishes, right? Enron did the same thing. Enron was the largest stock company in America. It was the poster child of successful energy companies. One day it was there, one day it wasn't. It wasn't even a slow downturn. It was just gone.
Wow.
So this is where things like tangible assets, like gold and silver, are so important in a client's portfolio, mm-hmm. in our own portfolios, right? Because it's real and it's tangible and it can't go away. It's not going to go away like Blockbuster or like Enron or like the Chinese real estate market. That real estate is real estate, right? The real estate is still there. That did not go away, but the value of the company did, mm-hmm. right? Because it was all based on debt. This is the Achilles heel of every economy is debt. So how do we protect ourselves from that? And so, the internal makeup of our company, for example, people don't necessarily realize this, but 60 to 70% of all the business that we do, and we do a lot of business, I mean, we're extremely busy and we're exploding, is IRA business.
Wow.
So, and I've had clients for a decade, and I don't know how, but I've been getting a couple of calls lately. And it's like, I didn't know you did IRAs and precious metals. It's like, what? What rock did you fall out from under? You've been my client for a decade. We've talked about this, but for whatever reason, they didn't hear it. So I want to tell people how easy the process is. Mm-hmm. So an IRA, you know, people are used to just rolling their IRAs from Schwab to Merrill Lynch to E-Trade or whatever, right? It's just a tax-free rollover. You can do the same thing, except be in precious metals, physical precious metals. I'm not talking about ETFs or mining shares or mutual funds or paper. We would just change custodians, do a rollover to a custodian that allows for physical holdings of metals. 1,000-ounce bars, 100-ounce bars, 10-ounce bars, 1-ounce rounds, 1-ounce gold American Eagles, right? We're talking about physical assets, gold and silver. Right. Now, takes a new custodian to do that because most paper custodians, like the ones I just mentioned, don't do it. So our process takes 24 hours. We just open it up. It's an e-signed document. We send it to you via email. That opens up the new IRA bucket. And then we transfer the money into it. When it gets there, I give you a call and say, hey, your funds are up. Let's buy silver with it. You give me the go ahead. And then that's where our journey together begins. But this is an easy process. It's an easy process mm-hmm. where a lot of people don't, because of the way that the economy is, they've lost their jobs, whatever. They don't have a lot of money just sitting around, right?
Right.
But they have these retirement accounts that they've worked on for 30, 40 years, maybe, that they want to protect and safeguard. Well, we can do that with precious metals. It's an amazing thing. So if you want to know how, just give our office a call and we'll walk you through it. It's an easy process.
That's huge. So let's say somebody's in there like, oh, they don't know what to do. They're scared. They're like, I have this IRA. I don't know what to do. Why is it such a good idea to move it over to silver or gold?
Well, because there's no such thing as a bad investment. They're just bad timing for investments, right? So what worked in the Trump years, what worked in the Reagan years when you were in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and they were booming. I mean, those were the safest mm-hmm. assets during those times, mm-hmm. but they're not anymore under this current administration. All those are poised for collapse, and they are collapsing. Is you go into silver, you go into gold, right? But here's the thing: gold and silver aren't going to be the best asset for the rest of your life either. They're just the best thing for right now.
Makes sense.
So when gold and silver have done their run, which is maybe, I don't know, 5-8 years from now, they'll probably peak out. Well, then we can roll back into stocks. It's not that I'm against stocks. I'm just against it for right now. But see, when you're in an IRA, you're selling your stocks, you're selling your mutual funds, you're going into gold and silver, then you sell those and you go back into stocks. All of those are tax-free changes because they're all under the umbrella of the IRA. See, outside of an IRA, all that incurs a capital gain. Not in an IRA. You don't pay taxes on it until you distribute it out. So being in a high growth environment like silver or gold in an IRA is just magic to a portfolio. It's really amazing.
Man, okay, that's really encouraging.
Definitely protect yourself from a fall. Because the people that I'm most concerned with are people that are over 60, over 70. You know, these things. Stacy's grandma turned 100 years old this mm-hmm. last weekend. We were at her party and there's, you know, probably close to 70, 80 family members, but then there was hundreds of people came by for another deal at her church. And I'm just looking around at people, my mind's always just kind of wondering, is like, you don't want to outlive your money. Mm-hmm. you know, and like some people, if you're 40 and this happens, there'll be new presidents and things like you can ride some of these things out. But people who have saved their whole life and they're, you know, post-retirement, those are the ones that really have the most to risk with the stocks, you know, and what's happening there. It's a scary thought. I mean,
it's a very scary thought for most investors, because when you don't have a long time horizon to recoup losses, it's scary, right? And so we don't want to get into something that's high risk. We want to go into low risk and high return. That's where gold and silver come into play. And just even for a younger audience, let's say you're in your 20s. If you ever hear the words coming out of your advisor's or stockbroker's mouth, hey, you're young, we can put you into high risk because you have a lot of time horizon to recoup your losses, head for the hills. You should never listen to those words, right? Because our goal is to minimize risk, maximize return. You can do that when you're 20. You can do that when you're 80. And you know what? The asset class is the same, regardless of your age. If it's safe, it's safe. It is what it is, right? And so,
I love it.
So don't ever listen to those words of take higher risks when you're younger, because doesn't make sense. It just means you're going to incur more losses. And it's almost like the tortoise and the hare, right? Yeah. A lot of times people just want to hit the home run like they can with cryptos or something like that. And then next month it's like, ah, shoot, it's down 50%.
Oh, where's all my Dogecoin? Bummer. Stupid Elon.
Yeah, exactly. So just be steady, Eddie. Be in the right place at the right time the majority of the time. And by the time you get to retirement, you are going to be so glad that you did.
I love that. So again, you can go to flyovergold.com. When you fill out your information on that landing page, you're going to get a phone call from Dr. Kirk's team, and they're going to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you anything, absolutely free, to find out where you are and then help you to walk through this process. And it's somebody that's not helping you just buy gold and silver. They're part of your team, and they're going to help you get out and move to whatever is next. So Dr. Kirk, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. We'll see you soon.
Yay! Are you having a hard time sleeping at night, thinking, what are you going to do about your finances?
If you went back to 1920 and you had a $20 bill and you had 1 ounce of gold, you could go into a men's clothing store and you could buy an entire suit, the jacket, shoes, pants, wow, belt, everything. Today, what would that $20 bill buy you? You couldn't buy a handkerchief for the $20 bill, but that 1 ounce of gold would still buy you, even today, it would buy you an entire men's suit, shoes, belt, pants, jacket, everything. That's the difference. But today, that change is happening faster than ever.
And we know a guy by the name of Dr. Kirk Elliott that we've known for over 25 years. He has 2 PhDs.
This is who we're actually using. This is who our friends and family are using. And he's a guy we trust completely. And in today's era, you need somebody you trust. So go to flyovergold.com and learn how to protect yourself against an inflating dollar.
For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.